Good evening, North State. This is James Mazzotto with your hour at, what is it we call ourselves? This North State
North
First.
North State Now.
No, North State Now. I always get confused. I'm sorry. Anybody introduce yourself, my love?
This is Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy Magazine.
And?
Oh, Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown.
We're the trio, the new trio on the North State Now Hour. And you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, but we're in the North State Now segment. So welcome, welcome, everybody in the North State that tunes in and listens. We really appreciate it. We get to do this every third Thursday where Enjoy gets to take the airwaves, and we bring in all of our guests from all over the North State that we feature in Enjoy Magazine. And we have actually a full house tonight, not necessarily for guests, but I decided
we
that
have an audience
we
tonight.
Have an audience, yeah, that I'm looking at. Three gentlemen over here, very handsome. I actually asked my son to join us today because I said, you know, I have a radio show and I'm getting old, and I said, you know, the next generation needs to start being educated on being able to take the reins over. And so I said, why don't you come with me? Oh no, I got friends coming in from out of town and they're going to be going to the park and having dinner and hanging out. And I said, yeah, that's great. You're coming and their friends are going to come too. So he's got his friends here with us. How are you guys doing? Say hi from the background. That was great. Hi, we don't want to be here. Anyway, so we are here for the hour, and hopefully you'll listen and find something enjoyable and entertaining. And we are here with the April 2021 issue. This is issue 175, if you can imagine that. It's called Dream Big, Be Inspired. And so we always have a theme on the front of the magazine that's just basically, you know, a brushstroke of what's inside. You know, we don't always follow everything to a T, but there's usually something that touches base back to that. And so we have, Rhonda, your microphone has
there we go.
A mind of its own. It literally, it's like, you may have to stand. It keeps trying to go away from her. Actually, this looks like you, Greg, when you were little on the front. So we actually, our cover is,
Rick Bassetti.
And his nephew. Yeah.
At Tiger Field.
And we were in the hopes that, you know, with some of the lifting of COVID things, that we were going to have a Colt 45 season. And I don't know if that's been 100% decided.
I'm not sure if it's 100% decided yet. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm voting that they have it.
Me too.
And it seems like everything else is opening, so why not baseball?
And it's outdoors, so
right?
Why not?
Yeah. So take me out to the ball game, right?
That's right.
Right. Peanuts, Cracker Jacks, all that good stuff. So with that said, this issue kind of is like the sputter and the beginning of, and I don't think there's an official area in here, but the sputter and the beginning of the return of the Enjoy calendar.
We're trying, man.
So,
oh, yeah, events calendar.
Yeah, so we, you know, our events calendar used to take up pages and pages, right? And then this thing hit, and there went half our magazine with all the events. But we're starting to see things come back. Our poster window that is at our store we use for local posters to go up is completely full. Yes, our first guest is actually in the studio with us already, and she's taken up the whole damn table with all kinds of things that are going on. And she's a mover and a shaker for all of us here in the North State, and so she's got all kinds of things lined up, which we're super excited about. It's, so when we get back from our first break, we'll introduce you to her. But, the magazine has, I'm looking in the back, we've got things that are happening. We've got, Peter Pan that's coming up from, the Riverfront Playhouse, though this is still a digital format. They actually did a workshop and brought kids in and had limited time to work on this project, and they got it done, and then they taped it. And so it will be, what, live-streamed? So
it's not live-streamed.
Not live-streamed.
Pre-recorded. Pre-recorded, and it'll be available May 13th through May 16th. It does say that it's – oh, maybe it doesn't say on this ad, but – it says on the posters and everything that it's at 8 o'clock, but I'm going to be working on changing some of those times because 8 o'clock is pretty late for a children's show. So
for kids,
8 o'clock, yeah.
I guess my kids have always just stayed up late, so.
So we're going to try and do a matinee on Sunday, 2 o'clock, and then we'll have 2 7 o'clock shows and then 1 8 o'clock show. Oh. So that's going to change. This is just a last minute development because we've had a lot of parents ask if we could change it, so. We will. And it was great fun. I was part of the production, and we finished taping on Sunday. The kids had a blast, and they were amazing.
But you see what happens when parents get involved? Everything just gets ruined. This is Peter Pan. This is like, you know, nobody grows up.
Well, yeah, but hello. These are kids. I mean, you want your five-year-old kid to stay up until 9:30 to watch a...
Yes, on a special occasion.
Well, what I'm most excited is that this is showing the signs of return of theater and arts and culture, which is huge. And the fact is we get to talk to Kyle Thurman, the director of the show tonight.
Yep.
And, you know, this is one of three Thurman triplets who have, you know, traveled around with Kathy Rigby's Peter Pan show and have worked in New York City, Los Angeles. So it's cool that we get some of that talent right here in downtown Reading in the Cultural District.
And I have to say that the kids absolutely loved working with Kyle. They just loved him, thought he was the best thing in the world. So we had a lot of fun.
And
the
kids had a blast. And I have twins, and they're just weird. I can't even imagine having triplets. That's creepy.
Like triplets.
And they're identical triplets.
Identical triplets at all the theater and performing together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when one Pan fell and broke his leg, the other one would just be strapped into the harness and fly across to take the place of.
Tonight we get to talk to, you know, we get to see how downtown is changing through our biking district.
That's right.
We see how theater is coming back.
Dream big, man. Dream big.
Dream big.
That's the name of the magazine. Also, I wanted to, this is just something personally that I like, that I'm very interested in. We have something called washashore.org, Art to Save the Sea. This is a new exhibit at Turtle Bay, and they're open and doing their exhibits. But this is basically art that's been produced from everything that's just been washed ashore in the ocean, just trash.
And they have the seahorse outside.
Do they?
Uh-huh. So you don't have to go inside to see everything, but it makes you really interested.
How big is it?
It's pretty big.
I was going
to
say, because when you look at it and you see the backbone of the seahorse, it looks like it's made out of icy combs, brooms, toilet brushes.
Yeah.
I mean, and those are decent size. I mean, a broom head's big, so this thing must be large.
Yep.
But when you look at it, it's actually beautiful. You don't realize that it's made out of trash. And then when you see it and you realize what it is, then you think, good Lord, this is the crap that's washing ashore.
Like, I know.
Shame on us.
But
right?
It does, like when you see that outside, you just want to see
what's inside.
What's inside.
Yeah.
So I'm anxious to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
And my son who's here tonight, Gianno, you actually have bracelets that you buy that. For Ocean, where you donate money through their website and they use it for ocean cleaning and then they take the trash and make jewelry out of it. So I see it come in the mail every once in a while. You'll get something, a bracelet or something made out of ocean garbage.
Sponsor.
Yeah. Sponsored by.
Yeah.
So just a shout out to Turtle Bay and their efforts to keep moving forward. So this month's magazine has got all kinds of things. We have our My Town with Andy Main, which most people know Andy. We have some just really good things every single month.
One of my favorite stories is...
Yes, the Taste of Fame.
Yes. This is a woman who lives in Shastina?
Shastina,
yeah. And she played Zuzu Bailey on It's a Wonderful Life, and she's now an older lady and very attractive. And she is like their unofficial spokesperson and travels all over to talk about It's a Wonderful Life, which is celebrating their 75th anniversary this year.
Wow.
Have you seen that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
I cry every single time I watch it.
Well, you're a big... No, never mind. No, I have never seen this movie all the way through.
You're kidding.
No.
I finally just saw it like 2 years ago for the first time. And it was like... Why?
I am an oddity when it comes to nostalgic movies. Like, the other one was the Christmas Story with the BB gun.
That's also, I cry in that one too.
I have never seen that either.
Just
so, I've never seen that one all the way through either.
That one makes me laugh.
You'll
like
shoot
that.
Your eye out.
Yeah. I mean, I know all the phrases.
Murray, I'll give you the moon. I'll give you the moon. Man, that's like Jimmy Stewart's top movie.
Never seen it.
Man, so, well, you'll have to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have just about a minute left before we take our first break. So we really encourage the North State community to grab the latest issue of Enjoy. You know, even if you're not necessarily a big reader, You'll even love the pictures.
I mean, and they are located at many, many, many locations throughout the North State.
Yeah.
And we have them at the store, so you can come down and pick one up at Enjoy the Store.
We have a great article in here that also reflects with our first guest. It's called In the Loop, the Downtown Connecting Loop Trail. That'll something we'll be talking about. That's going to be amazing. My brother is actually in here and his fiance. I'm just giving him a shout out, which if you want to do, learn how to ride a motorcycle, he has motorcycle camps. Out in Cottonwood, and his fiance is a mobile veterinarian, so she can come right to your door and work on your animals.
We're also celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Red Bluff Roundup. That's amazing.
100 yards.
Yep, and so they are doing the rodeo this year. They're not doing the parade, and I believe it starts tomorrow.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's so much going on already.
Yep.
I'm just flipping through the book going,
We're off to the races.
Here we go.
Here we go. I know it's going to happen. We're going to start getting busy.
All right, everybody, sit back, relax, grab yourself something to drink, and we'll be back shortly with our first guest. This is KCNR.
Enjoy.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. I'm here to invite you to our second Twin Powers Health Fair, Saturday, May 1st, at HealthWise Chiropractic in Reading. Our vendors will be indoors and outdoors, from nutrition, skincare and makeup, to massage, energy work, and handcrafts, and so much more. We see you, we hear you, we know people are craving community and togetherness. This is how we can help. Join us Saturday, May 1st, for the Twin Powers Health Fair at HealthWise Chiropractic at 405 South Street. See you there.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Eurobungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Hey, Reading, guess what? Our dining room at Black Bear Diner is open again, and we're bringing chili back. That's right. Come dine in comfort inside of our Hilltop Drive location. And special for March, ask for a bowl or cup of our delicious homemade chili or try one of our new chili creations, a chili stuffed breakfast burrito, a chili cheddar cheeseburger, or for dinner, our tri-tip chili platter. Come dine inside or order for takeout at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
John Adams said, quote, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people." As more Americans are identifying as atheists or no religious affiliation, it is not surprising that our morals and religious restraints have eroded from our founding Judeo-Christian principles.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Enjoy.
Enjoy, everybody. We are back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and we are listening to North State Now, or you are listening. And I'm James Mazzotta once again with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown.
And you are?
I'm Ann Thomas with Shasta Living Street.
Woo-hoo! And that is our first guest of the night. We got to let her just introduce herself. Take it away, girl. Take it away. It's your show. How you doing, darling?
Good.
good.
Yeah, it's a long
time. It's fun to be here. It's
thanks
like
for
a
being
party.
Here.
I haven't been to a party in a while.
I know.
It's kind of like a party in
here, isn't it? We love it.
Wow. Everybody needs to be at a party.
Yes.
Everybody.
We need a little party now.
Yeah.
We are now coming back around. We're opening up slowly, cautiously, but your stuff is all kind of fun
outdoors.
And games outdoors, so you
yeah.
should be like full throttle.
Outdoors is where we should all be. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So we see it. So what's going on? We have some things here, a couple things in the magazine, but you have always so much going on from, you know, you bounce between multiple, I think you have a multiple personality disorder.
possible. That means I should get more work done.
Really?
Well, so what's in the magazine?
First tell us real quick.
Go ahead.
So that people don't know you, which I can't imagine, you must be dead if you don't. What what you do and who you are here in our community. Because you do a lot.
Yeah. So my name is Ann Thomas. I run Shasta Living Streets. I'm the founder and director. Shasta Living Streets was 10 years old last year.
Wow.
Speaking of parties, we did not get to have a party. So we are going to have a party. We are 11 years old this year, but whatever. We'll have a party. Yeah. So
that's amazing. 10 years already.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah. So I think
I remember
we connected
you
with you guys from the beginning.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We started as a handful of volunteers, people who wanted to help Redding and Shasta County become a more bikeable, walkable place. So we started with one of California's first open street events we did here with the Whole Earth Festival on Park Marina. So mm-hmm. we did that for 3 years. And it just the interest and demand for what we were doing and what we could offer just kept growing. And my job, at the time, I had a global job working global climate change from Palo Cedro. Why not? You got to be somewhere. when that job went away.
Because it was global.
Because it was. Because some people had some trouble with climate change.
Uh-huh.
Didn't want to fund it, but now we are. So that's another story. But so I decided to move forward with Shasta Living Streets. There was just so much demand for what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, we've done quite a lot. We have some really big announcements coming up in a couple weeks. But, you know, we're building the bike depot.
And for those that don't know that, what is the California
yeah.
and?
Well, yeah. So Shasta Living Streets, my God. So Shasta Living Streets now is the home where the original, you know, Redding Police Station was.
Uh-huh.
For many years, so they've revamped that area. And then right across the streets is the Bell Rooms, which was formerly a brothel. So it's one of our historic structures, you know, which at one
makes
point...
Makes sense now why you have that property.
Which at one
You're
point...
You're going back to your roots, huh?
No.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
At downtown, you know, there's like 237 bars and brothels at one point. So this is one of those ones that still stood.
Yeah.
So, Ann Thomas is, you know, in Shasta Living Streets and the McConnell Foundation mm-hmm. are revamping this historic building, building it back up brick by brick and repointing these pieces to become our bike depot and bike cafe connecting to our downtown connector loop, which Ann's going to be telling us about.
Yes. Yes. And and just to be clear, so the older building will be the cafe,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing this with my hands, so everybody on the radio can certainly benefit from that. So,
she's actually building it brick by brick in front of us.
Right next to the cafe will be the bike depot. So we don't get the old bricks. Ours will be sort of new,
mm-hmm.
but associated with the cafe. And the idea is, so it's at the transit center, right there at the transit center.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty soon we'll have the 4 times a day electric buses between Redding and Sacramento. So you can get back and forth to Sacramento and then by Caltrain into San Francisco without driving a car. Lots of us would prefer not to drive.
Oh, you're kidding. I didn't even know that.
That's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
So the bike depot is right there at the transit center, so people will be coming in and out of Redding from these electric buses.
Mm-hmm. Or if you even live in an outlying area, you could put your bike on the rack, take the bus in, and then bike all over in town while you're there, and then take a bus, you know, if you don't want to pedal all the way out to Palo Cedro or something like that.
Yes. But you will be, so the Loop Trail, which has already been funded, so City of Redding is building this Loop Trail that is about a five-mile loop. It basically connects downtown Turtle Bay and Hilltop, our first three walkable areas. So this loop trail, if you put a three-mile sort of border around the loop trail, you get 68,000 residents in the last census, so we know it's a lot more than that. But if anybody, they say anybody really can ride a bike 3 miles or less. So 68,000 people will be able to use the loop trail to get in and out of downtown Reading without a car. It doesn't mean we hate cars. It doesn't mean no cars. It means, you know, the more that we...
choice.
Take, yeah.
Creating a more bikeable district. And,
yeah.
Gosh, when I got to ride with you on that trail, it's so fun.
Yeah.
And now with, you know, if you have an e-bike and you're worried about some of the slopes, I mean, my gosh, it's like you're a natural.
Yeah. E-bikes now mean hills don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Heat doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be an athlete. You can wear whatever clothes you want, right? So
you don't have to sweat if you're in a business suit. You just
hit the pedal
and or
with
the pedal,
sweat,
the thumb
sweat.
Pedal.
Well, yeah. So pedal assist, a lot of them don't have a throttle.
Yeah.
But still they add an assist mm-hmm. to whatever level you want. So the idea of the Bike Depot then is it's a transit visitor center. So people coming in and out of town and from whatever form they're coming in, residents or visitors. So we'll offer classes and workshops. We have a long-term bike parking garage, very similar, actually just the same as what they have in Paris and Germany, but ours is a little bit smaller to start, at least.
Is it a robot grabs it and stacks it up high or something?
Well,
I haven't seen what you're talking about, but I can envision.
Yeah, there are stacking racks, uh-huh. So there's one above the other, uh-huh. But they have these awesome mechanical, so you can do it yourself. You don't need a robot. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but you get more bikes into a smaller space that way.
Sure.
So you have a card key
mm-hmm.
And sort of an annual pass. And that is also linked up to all the other cities across California. So if you do move between cities, the card key you have
is universal.
Is usable. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Universal within the state.
Within the state,
yeah.
At least. I'm not sure if outside of the state, but
yeah. Well,
we're certainly all trying to link this kind of clean transit, so
mm-hmm.
what they call it inner city clean transit, with these kind of amenities. And then within our own city, we're doing sort of two things. We call it connecting our city, right, with these trails. And so most people want to at least sometimes get out with their family or their friends, walk or bike. But we don't have safe routes. So
mm-hmm.
we're working on that. The loop trail will be the first one. Diesel Horse to Downtown is one section of the loop trail. And there's a big ad that we worked to put together in here with help from Rhonda. And
it's a great ad.
It's
and Michelle.
Poster.
Michelle designed it.
Yeah.
These are 50 logos of businesses who wanted to support. There were, I didn't get them all because there's a lot of support for this, but it helps show City of Reading how much support in our community we
right.
have for this.
Yeah.
It also does what we talk about being a trail town, but in order to truly be a trail town, we have to link our trail to our town. Yeah. So
you
that's
think?
What we're doing this summer.
Yeah.
And what I can say is that 10 years ago when Shasta Living Street started, we started by talking about linking the String of Pearls. And that's what the open street was about, trying to create this linkage between downtown and the river trail. And 10 years later, it's going to be done this summer.
That's awesome. So you have some events coming up, too.
Yes.
Is that correct?
So we have it's a virtual event, but we put a lot of time into it. The Wild and Scenic Film Festival, which James helped us with the very first time. We will do it again outside, but not this April. So on the 23rd, and for 5 days, there's a series of films that you can watch. It's called Wild and Scenic Film Festival. You can get tickets on our website. We're also raffling a e-cargo bike. You can replace your car. It's a $5,000 bike. Buy some raffle tickets. We really want this bike
want
in our neighborhood.
It.
Yeah, you would like it. You would like it.
James could deliver all the Enjoy magazines by himself,
right?
If that's the case.
That's right. And then the other thing we're starting, we have already started stepping into this event thing after COVID, is Try Biking It's Friday. So the idea being we don't have the the new depot yet, but we have this amazing building that Blake was talking about. Mm-hmm. So for people who want, people who work downtown or want to come downtown for a lunch or dinner, they can come park with us. So we don't have the fancy racks now, but we'll do a bike valet, keep your bike safe. You can go off to work. For people who want to try riding downtown, they don't know the best safe route. We're happy to consult about that, help people find the safest route from their home into downtown. And we can also do what's called a bike train or sort of a buddy system. So I know there's some people who are just – it just takes time at first to you know, venture out on your own on a trip like that. So we can go out to people's homes and help them ride into downtown. So we have
– an escort.
That's awesome. You guys do a lot of great stuff.
You do.
And are you partially responsible for the parklet?
Oh, yes. We're all responsible for the parklet.
That was a long time ago,
yeah.
Too.
Well, no, the new one.
No, I know.
The Carnegie one, yeah.
But you guys helped make that happen, too. Yeah.
That we tried to get that going.
That
was
so cool.
Our first demonstration was in 2013.
That's amazing.
And then the one you guys helped with, that was 2015.
And so much has spawned off of that, just the interaction of the pop-up that we did to support it. A lot of connections were made.
Yeah.
A lot of businesses actually sprung out of that theory.
That's how
where theory came from.
Yeah. They never give us credit, but actually that's how they got together.
Yes, sir.
The other thing that came out of that we can all be proud of our city and Reading for is that so when we did it, there had never been a parklet on a state highway before. We were the first.
Yeah.
The mayor of LA had been trying to get one and he couldn't get one. So now there are statewide guidelines, and it is possible for everybody else in the state on state highways to do that. But Reading, we were the first.
We cracked that egg.
That's so cool. I love it.
Well, we have to take a break, so we just want to thank you for taking the time and coming and sharing with us. And I'm sure you have just a lot more. So what's the best way if people want to really get interested in following Shasta Living Streets? Would the best thing to do is just go to the website?
Go to the website. We do have a newsletter. I will confess there's a lot that's not on the website right now.
Yeah.
And we haven't done a lot of emailing of people, but we're about to pick that up.
Yeah.
We've just been a little quiet.
And what is
COVID.
That address?
ShastaLivingStreets.org.
.org. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
Pleasure. All right. We are going to take a break and we'll be back shortly. Again, this is KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Enjoy.
That never gets old. Enjoy. Right? When it comes back in, enjoy.
Yeah.
Right?
This has been your guys' like same theme song since the
beginning.
Now, welcome back, everybody. I'm like, oh, are you going to? This is KCNR. And you're back with North State Now. Anyway, do you know who sings this song?
No. Who is it?
Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson.
Yeah, Miss Jackson, Miss if Jackson you're nasty. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Well, I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown.
Uh-huh.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm James Mazzotta, and I am just who I want to be all the time, right?
Yes, you are. So, whether we like it or not.
But I'm with Enjoy tonight. I'm on the Enjoy team always. The Enjoy train downtown, right?
That's
having a
right.
good old time here at KCNR.
Choo-choo.
So that was great. I love Anne. I love what she does, you know.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing and pretty knowledgeable. And
yeah. And the thing is like, you know, I've worked with her now for those 10 years, and when something comes or arises, she's very calm, cool, and collected. I mean, I'm sure she can have her moments, but, you know, her big thing is she's like always, we'll figure it out. We'll mm-hmm. work it out. It's like one, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, right?
Yeah.
And I've seen her work through some things, and I'm just like, wow. Like,
she gets it done.
I could learn a lot because, you know, I just want to, at that point, just want to punch. Right? And she's like, peaceful. You know, love and peace, ride a bike. That's her thing. So I love it. So who's our next guest, Miss Rhonda?
So I'm really excited to introduce Kyle Thurmond, who's here to talk about Riverfront Playhouse Presents Peter Pan. And also, Kyle will probably talk a little bit about Kids Unlimited. Him and his triplet brothers have taken that over.
Yeah, it's coming back.
And they'll be bringing that back.
Times three.
Yeah, probably next year, correct?
Yes. For starters, hi, everyone.
Hi, this is great.
And Kyle, do you have a problem? No, it's like, hi, I'm Kyle, and I've got... No.
I promise I don't. Just musical theater
problem. I have a musical theater problem, yes.
Thank you guys for having me on. It's an honor to be here and talk about
of
what
course.
I love. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I directed Peter Pan over at the Riverfront Playhouse, and at first it was just going to be this little small workshop to kind of get us started back from this COVID break,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of morphed into this big musical theater extravaganza.
It is not a musical.
No, it's not a musical. Sorry, I always say musical theater because I'm a musical theater guy. It's a play.
Yeah.
It just morphed into this play with big sets and costumes and lighting
and a bunch of talented young actors.
Yeah, actors ages 9 to 20 years old, and we were in rehearsals for 8 weeks, and we just wrapped up filming this past weekend.
So just to make it clear, this is a play that nobody could come to, so instead it's been filmed and recorded.
Correct.
And then it will be broadcast for people to be able to stream somehow or watch at home.
Right, correct. So it was pre-filmed, mm-hmm. and right now I'm in the editing process,
yes.
and it's
which is huge.
Which is huge. I'm learning a lot. With
magic
that.
Is. I'm going to tell you. Well, we say this in the magazine all the time. The magic is in the editing. I mean, obviously you have to have good material, right? But it's amazing what you can do when you take a photo and you crop it, or you take some kind of a scene and edit it. Right?
Oh, totally.
Like magic happens.
Right now, I just saw the rough footage, mm-hmm. and it already looks magical. I
mean, so it's going to be easy, hopefully.
So it's going to be easy. Putting, we're adding some Tinkerbell effects in there, and some cuts and some splices here and there, and then some close-ups of some of the performers, and it's going to be great. We have it's what I've always told Rhonda and everyone else here. Whenever I've come back to work in the community with the arts. It's all about community. And when you have people that support your theater like Riverfront and having all these people coming together to create magic, that's where the kids learn, I learn, the community learns, and it's always great to have different perspectives. I've worked with the Cascade before, and I've learned even working there. I run Kids Unlimited Institute of the Arts now, and my brothers and I took that over in 2018, and I'm the CEO and artistic director.
Who was the person? I mean, because I was in the very first Kids Unlimited in Redding, California. I was me and all of my friends that used to go to Redding Christian School.
Oh yeah,
and that was back in the day when you had Salty, the Bible, and you know that stuff. And we were at the Civic.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think it was Faith Palmer that actually spearheaded that project. And for years and years and years and years, that's been going on.
Yeah, Don Hess and Faith Palmer, they created it together, and their families kind of just took it over. And it was really the arts movement in Reading. It kind of greenlit a lot of groups like Starship and Music in Motion, and a lot
the
of
Madrigals.
These performing, the Madrigals, the Shasta High School musicals, Raves, if anyone remembers Raves.
Raves were huge.
Yeah.
I was too young for it, but they were huge.
It was huge. So I came back wanting to, moved back from LA wanting to give that same kind of magic that it gave me growing up, and a place for kids to grow and learn and to be creative and to, most importantly, be themselves and feel safe and feel loved and encouraged and nurtured in a musical theater way. People think that, musical theater, we always get pushed off to the side, but it teaches you more than just musical theater.
It does,
it teaches you life skills that you may not get in other areas of education.
And it brings people from different backgrounds together.
Different backgrounds.
That's the best part is, you know, different major different backgrounds. So, and watching this group of kids, because I actually got to be involved in being at all the rehearsals and everything with Kyle, is watching them just enjoy themselves so much, and they really looked up to Kyle and took his direction so well, and watching them laugh and have a good time, and even at the cast party that we had last Sunday, they just were a great group of kids that some of them didn't know each other when they started and are good buddies
now. I
can
tell you from my experience, you know, I didn't continue it, in my life doing performing. But when I was young, I'm trying to remember even what grade I was in. Fifth grade, sixth grade, I don't know. It was such an incredible time because for us it was always about building a team and working together. But then we also, during every practice, all of us would hang out together. I mean, we were friends, right? So we built friendships that were lifelong. I'm still friends with three of the people that I, back in fifth grade, I still do stuff with them, right?
Yeah.
And I think theater really builds sometimes a lot of confidence in people that sometimes maybe feel like they're different. Right?
Absolutely.
Theatrical people be very different people, right?
Totally.
When you go out to the college and you look at the theater kids, I mean, everybody goes, oh, those are the theater kids.
It saved my son's life.
Yeah. It saved my brothers and I. Growing up, we were, as a theater kid, sometimes you're bullied and get made fun of. And
banned.
Yeah, Kids Unlimited really helped us have a safe space to go to during the summers. That's what got us through the year, is so we could be able to have summers with Kids Unlimited. And that's what I was hoping to bring back, taking over the company and working with the community with Cascade and with with now Riverfront. And I just got an email yesterday saying thank you, Kyle, so much for putting this workshop together. My daughter has grown so much, and we're all in whatever you guys do next. And that's what it's all about, is bringing these kids together.
Well, it's a confidence builder for
sure,
because that's what I was going to say about my experience, is that, you know, I'm not a person that ever has lacked confidence, so, you know. But with that said, it builds a different, even people that have confidence, it builds even more confidence, or it broadens it. It makes it wider. Because, I mean, as a kid, you don't have any limits, right, in your mind. There aren't those, a lot of times, barriers, right? So for me, as a child, doing that and then going and performing on stage and seeing all those people watch me, for me, it was like, oh, I'm a star. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
It's
magic.
It's magic. I'm a star. I can do anything.
So thinking of how important that is for the kids, Kyle, tell us about some of the castmates that you got to work with. Who's Peter? Who's Wendy? What was it like working with these young stars?
Oh my gosh. This cast, like Rhonda said, they were so talented. I didn't know what to expect.
And some of them had never been on stage before.
Some of them are homeschooled and they don't have the interaction with kids like normal kids going to school. So this was their first experience even being on stage. But Cage Persia, he plays Peter Pan. The minute he walked in the room, I'm all, oh my gosh, this kid is a celebrity to me.
Can you put that thought on hold? We're
yes.
going to take a break.
Okay.
Just remember where we are, and when we'll come back, we'll continue this.
Okay,
this
awesome.
This is a great conversation. So we're going to take a break. When we get back, we will talk some more about all the great theatrics that are happening in our lovely community. So this is KCNR. We'll be right back.
Enjoy.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Enjoy.
Welcome back to KCNR. We were busy talking when we go off air, and I always forget to put my headphones on and look through the window, and our lovely producer's trying to help us stay on track, and we're a hot mess. I love it. So again, you're listening to KCNR, and I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy.
I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown.
And you're listening to North State Now. And when we left, we were with Kyle Thurman, and we were discussing Pan and the Pan that is right now that in your workshop.
Yeah, his name's Cage Persia, and he's been a local celebrity in the in the theatrical world here. And the minute he walked in, I just knew, like, there's some things about kids that you just know. They have this extra spark to them.
Yeah, right.
And he got on stage, and I'm all, oh my gosh, he could read all this dialogue and memorize everything by looking at it once. And same with the actress who plays Wendy, Lindsay Zanaroli. She,
I love Lindsay.
Oh my gosh, she had that accent down the first night.
She was like, amazing. Yes.
I'm all, how could these two kids, preteens, mm-hmm. Be this good, and that's a reminder that there are so many talented kids in
and
this
Hook.
Area.
I have to mention Hook because he was incredible too.
Yeah, Tazio Russo, he was amazing. Yeah, his mom works with me over at Reading School of the Arts, Tisha, and he was amazing to everyone.
All of them.
Hook was a young kid too.
He's 17.
17.
So
yeah.
You have all these three kids I've gotten to work with in you know shows like Newsies and Elf and other shows at the Shasta College with Lindsay. They've grown. I've got to watch these kids grow up and become stars onto their own. These guys truly, if they pursue this.
Yeah. And I told them all, my hope for you guys is to go on and do bigger and better things than I have even done.
Well, hopefully then they'll be able to, transfer and go to a very heavy theater school somewhere back east or, in L.A. or something like that.
Yeah, so, I hope so.
So in about 5 minutes, because we have about 10 minutes left and we still have Blake downtime, so about 3 to 5 minutes, tell us about your journey and your two brothers, because you guys have some cool stuff.
Yeah, so just with my back history with Peter Pan in general, and my love for this story is back in 1987, my mom said, get ready for bed before Santa comes. It was Christmas Eve, and the Mary Martin A&E version of Peter Pan came on, and my brothers and I were hooked, and I remember telling myself one day I wanted to do that for a living, and we memorized the whole script, and we just
but you
it was
all
so
wanted
magical.
To play the same part.
No, I got to be Peter.
Yeah.
But then years later, I was walking out of a class at Fullerton College, full of 150 kids or young adults, mm-hmm. and I didn't know anyone. It was my first semester down there, and my professor said, there's something about you that I've been watching. You're always on time. You get your homework in. I could tell you love what you do. There's an audition at the Debbie Reynolds Studios in LA, and I think you need to go. I know the casting director. And 14 hours later that day, I won the role of Peter Pan for the Walt Disney Company at Disneyland, and played the role for 13 years.
Oh, my gosh. And, I didn't even know it was that long.
Yeah, my brothers came on 3 years later, and they got to play the roles of Peter Pan and Mad Hatter, and that's where it kind of took off. And then I got a call. I was working on Kids Unlimited here back in 2018. And got a call from a casting director with McCoy Rigby Entertainment and said, we'd like to offer you the role of Lost Boy Twin number 2 on the international production of Peter Pan. So I got to travel to Saudi Arabia for a month. I got to see Dubai. It was amazing. And I got back in December of 2019, and then we've had to take a little break because of COVID, but we're still going strong, and Kids Unlimited will be back in 2022 so we could have a full live audience so the community can experience the full effect of what a Broadway musical review is like. And we're hoping that possibly in the future we could revive Peter Pan at Riverfront so it could be done for a live audience, because it really is one of the most magical stories ever written.
So
that's where my brothers and I became
the Pan Triplets.
Yeah, the Pan Triplets. And that's where our love for musical theater came from, was watching Kathy Rigby, who I've worked for down in Southern California, and Mary Martin was like our idol growing up.
Very cool.
So yeah, that's why I brought this to Riverfront, and I can't wait for the community to see it on May 13th through the 16th. It is a pre-recorded production, but it will it's recorded, so people could feel like they're sitting in the theater watching it from the theater. We're using the full curtain effects and everything, so I wanted it to feel like they're sitting at home, but they're sitting in the theater. So,
well, Kyle, thank you so
much. Thank you, Kyle, for being here tonight.
So just hang tight, because we're just going to roll right over to Mr. Blake for the last, 5 minutes for the Reading Blake Down, or Downtown Blake Down.
All right, man.
So you've been so patient.
Yeah. And can I just say one thing about Mr. Blake Fisher?
As long as he's
cutting my time.
I'm sorry. When I first met this young man, I'm a little bit older than him, I saw celebrity status in him.
Right.
So I'm just so proud of you for everything you're doing here in the community and with the downtown projects. And
well, you'll see him back in theaters as soon as things open up again.
I hope that you continue your inspiration to kids and the arts here, because I know hundreds of kids that just love Blake Fisher here. I hear it everywhere I go.
It's called the Fisher Effect.
And I'm all, but what about the Thurmans again? It's all about Blake now, not about the Thurmans. So anyways, thank you, Blake, for giving back to the community. We need people like you here, so I appreciate you and I applaud you. And thank you to both of you for having me on. Thank you, James,
my pleasure.
And Rhonda.
Thank you.
We love it.
Thanks, Kyle. Well, yeah, I was going to say the same. I'm so excited for these kids to get to work with you. I'm glad I got to work with you, and I love your brothers. I got to hang out with your brother over in New York and check out Hamilton just before the pandemic hit. Okay, Blake Down. We've only got a few minutes left. Hey, this is Blake with Viva Downtown. One of the big things that we've been focusing on in downtown has been First Fridays. This has been super exciting. It's blowing up.
Yep.
So basically, First Fridays is a way that we're doing events without actually doing the big events. And we're advocating for our downtown businesses that typically close earlier on Friday, or in general, to stay open till about 8 p.m. And what's been cool about this is that we are inviting people on the first Friday of the month to walk, bike, scooter, skate around your downtown and check out the revitalization, support a local business, drink a local brew, and
eat a local bite.
Eat a local bite.
Have a tour of a local theater.
Have a tour of a local theater. What's cool about First Fridays is that we've had Old City Hall stay open. Cascade Theater is going to reopen.
Mm-hmm.
Riverfront Playhouse has been doing personal tours.
If you come, new facility, which is awesome.
If you come to downtown, you're going to be stumbling in on the fun. So not only are you going to be supporting local, stumble in on the fun, because people have been wondering, well, there's no list. What's been going on with First Fridays? All I'm saying is show up.
You don't
start walking.
But we're more than happy to try to figure one out.
Yeah, we're going to
be working on one for the next Enjoy.
We have stuff in store
and,
for all of this downtown stuff, so it's going to happen. And you'll have everything you need, all the tools.
So First Fridays, come on down. The next one's going to be May 7th. Just show up downtown. We don't have a parking problem. We have a walking problem. So the biggest thing, downtown details this last month, we talked about the streets reopening. If you have yet to see it, this Market, Butte, and Yuba Street have reopened. Go support local businesses.
And still people haven't. So, well, I've heard people just recently say, my brother and his fiance just went through and said they were totally mind-blown.
It's a real Main Street. Downtown Reading has a true Main Street after 49 years of being closed down with the Downtown Mall and the Market Street Promenade. Last thing, we get to see in our downtown details that we highlight Jack's Grill, which if you haven't been to our historic Jack's Grill, which also at one point was a brothel, serves the best steaks. And now they have their beautiful patio with a door that connects to the building.
Amazing. You finally got the door.
It's beautiful.
I know.
So now you can go out, sit on a patio, connect right into Jack's. And last thing, Plant Daddy. If you haven't seen the newest, one of the newest businesses in downtown.
Oh, Daddy.
Go check it out. So
it's cool.
Viva Downtown. Follow us on Viva Downtown Facebook, Instagram, or check us out at VivaDowntownReading.org.
And you can go to Jack's and not have a steak, because I'm not a big steak fan, but their beer battered prawns are to die for.
Ooh, and their baked potatoes.
Mm. And that salad dressing that just floats. The salad.
Wow, it's fast. That was fast.
Fast. Love you all. Thank you.
Bye, guys. See you next
month. We're going to head out here, and thanks for listening. Again, you're listening to KCNR, and we'll see you next month. Have a good night.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.